this puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Yes, it is time for A Band in Manitoba with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
Something near and dear to my heart today. What are we talking about this week?
Well, back in 2014, my friend and colleague Christian Cassidy offered a downtown Winnipeg walking tour that genuinely opened my eyes. You know, it focused on buildings most of us tend to overlook, maybe even avoid, places we might dismiss as, well, a little bit unsavory. But Christian took us right to the doorsteps of several of the city's older hotels. And not just to admire the historic brickwork, we went inside. Mm-hmm. We wandered through the public spaces and we soaked up the atmosphere as a part of what he billed as a historical pub crawl. I enjoyed it so much that I ended up taking another of Christian's crawls in 2017. And each of those two tours, well, they explored a different set of stops.
These places are lovingly referred to as dive bars. Describe your first tour. Where'd you go back in 2014?
Well, we started in the rotunda of the Union Station there at the corner of Main and Broadway. A grand space to begin
Beautiful.
Any tour.
Yeah.
And then from there, we walked north along Main to our first stop, the Winnipeg Hotel. It's a three-story brick building that opened in 1881, and that makes it the city's second oldest surviving hotel. We went inside, and Christian was adamant that we should be patrons, not just tourists, and so several of us bought a drink in the beverage room. We enjoyed our drinks while we looked at framed photos of the hotel on the walls, and Christian shared more about its history.
Yeah, you got to order something. You can't just be looky-loos.
Exactly.
Where did you go next?
To the Garrick Hotel, two streets over on Gary. It's a dramatic five-story brick and stone building that opened in 1907. And what I think is especially cool about its beverage room, and you'll probably resonate with this, Bruce, is that the walls are covered in musical history.
Yeah.
You know, there's vinyl records, concert posters, and much more. And again, several of us enjoyed a cool beverage.
Tons of local history in the local music history on the walls of that pub. Where did you go next?
Well, then came the Woodbine Hotel. Yes. And that's the oldest surviving hotel in Winnipeg. It dates from 1878. And at one time, it was advertised as having the longest bar in Western Canada. Now, it doesn't have that anymore. It's been kind of truncated, but it's still pretty impressive. But I was especially impressed by the decor of the interior. There's a whole bunch of artifacts all over the walls, over the ceiling. And they also have a very nice selection of beverages that they offer patrons. And by this time, not only was I thirsty, but I was getting kind of hungry. So I was glad then that after we left the Woodbine, our final stop was the Vendome on 4th Street. It opened in 1898, and of course, it featured the obligatory beverage room too. But what really drew my attention was its burger bar. You know, so in addition to a drink, I had some really good food there.
Aside from the Winnipeg Hotel, these places are still open now. Tell us about the second one that you did in 3 years later in 2017. Was it different?
Yeah, it was. So we visited an entirely different collection of hotels farther north on Main. So the tour started in front of the former CP station on Higgins Avenue. Mm-hmm. We crossed the street to the Mount Royal Hotel. I've always wanted to talk about this old hotel here on abandoned Manitoba. When it opened in 1904, it was known as the Wolseley Hotel. It became the Menard Hotel in 1952 and the Mount Royal in 1956. But the reason I'd like to talk about it is that during the 1950s and into the 1960s, it was apparently a popular hangout for Manitoba's lesbian community. But there's almost no documentation, which is, I think, really a shame because it's an aspect of Manitoba history that I think deserves to be better known. From there, we walked north along Main Street until we got underneath the subway there at Higgins. We stopped briefly to admire the four-story International Harvester Building. You know, it was at one time a warehouse for agricultural equipment. It stands at the corner of Sutherland and Main, and kitty corner from it stood the Sutherland Hotel.
That's the one that burned just a year ago, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. There was an arson fire that literally destroyed the three-story brick structure. You know, and it had been one of the city's older hotels, too. It dated from 1882. It went through a succession of names. It started as the Cosmopolitan, and then it became the Palace, and then the Viking, and then finally in 1928, the Sutherland, of course, for the street right next. But we had a very memorable experience at the Sutherland.
What was it?
Well, as at the other hotels, we went in for a beverage. And just as we settled in to listen to Christian tell us about the place's history, a pair of police officers came in. You know, I guess they were on routine patrol. They spied us and they beelined over. And in hushed voices, they said, "Finish your drinks and leave right away."
The cops did?
Yeah.
Why?
They told us the bar was owned by some unsavory fellows, and if any of those guys' competitors came in, well, that congenial atmosphere could quickly turn violent. And we thought, oh, man, have we walked into the middle of a hornet's nest? So Christian went over and he talked to the bartender, told him why we were there, and we were reassured that the officer's advice was well-meaning but unwarranted. So we finished our drinks at the usual pace, and then we continued on our way to the last stop of the tour.
Wobbled over to where next?
We ended the tour at the Northern Hotel, a three-story brick building constructed in 1906. And there I enjoyed a bottle of Molson Canadian.
You don't say.
Well, of course, it's Canadian icon, right?
Yeah, of course.
And frankly, it's something that I haven't had since my 20s. And so I thought it was fitting to drink that in a historic hotel. And again, the experience was very enjoyable. You know, even if I got, well, let's just say a little bit tipsy by the end of the tour, but it definitely challenged my middle-class stereotypes.
Interesting, of all this list, the Northern Hotel was the last one, I would say, that I've been to myself with a guy named Edwin. It was a long story, but I was invited to go with him to the Northern. I said, why not?
Yeah.
You mentioned last week that today's subject was motivated by something that you saw recently.
Right.
What was that?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was walking along Main Street, and I happened to walk past the Woodbine, and there was a sign in the door, and I thought, what's that? Kind of close. The bar is closed. Mm-hmm. You know, and
sad.
Yeah, well, exactly.
What do you think that's about?
Well, I can only speculate, but I suspect it reflects poor business conditions. You know, there just isn't enough business to keep the beverage room open. And, well, having patronized the Woodbine's beverage time, not just once, several times, you know, I can say it's a great place to unwind, to enjoy a refreshing drink, and, well, again, take in those historical artifacts all over the place. It's a truly great beverage room. But I bet many people who might enjoy it would never pass through the doors just because of their perception. And,
sure.
And I think that's why this experience was so illuminating for me. It wasn't just the historic places I viewed. It was because it challenged my earlier assumptions of what such places would be like and who would be inside them. I have to say, I was ashamed of myself for having judged them without stepping through the door. But now that I know better, that's why I want to talk about them here today.
Well, it's interesting. It depends what era you're from, Gordon, but some of these places were kind of dangerous in their time, and then some money was put in to make things a little more welcoming and a little more comfortable, and so it's kind of a cycle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Any more historical pub crawls since that last one?
Well, since our tours, there's been a lot of change. The the Woodbine, as I said, is closed, but also the Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard rumors that it's going to be redeveloped, but still nothing has happened. And the Mount Royal, they've all closed. And of course, the Sutherland destroyed by fire. So there's many fewer of them than there was when we toured in 2017. But there's still enough places that a good tour could be done. But to my knowledge, there have been no more tours. And I've mentioned this several times to Christian Cassidy, you know, that he should do another one. So I'm going to put a challenge out to our listeners. If any of them are interested in a historical pub crawl, I'm willing to serve as an intermediary.
Okay.
You know, let me know.
If you had to.
Well, if you're willing, and maybe if you're even willing to maybe give Christian a little bit, a small fee to cover his time, you know, because he does put a lot of work into these tours. Let me know. Send me email, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at mhs.mb.ca. And if there seems to be enough interest, I'll do my best to persuade him to do another historic pub
You
crawl.
Can be very persuasive. I know that. Speaking of the Winnipeg Hotel, when I drive by there now, you can tell something's going on. They've sandblasted the front to expose the original red brick, and there's work going on there. So.
Well, I'm kind of hoping it's like the Fortune Blocked a little down the street,
you
know, where it was kind of shady for quite a long time, but it's now gorgeous.
Well, thanks for that, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, Microsoft, of course, the big software company, has a research arm that just published a study on how artificial intelligence may transform a wide range of occupations. And among those occupations were two that I care deeply about: authors and historians. Go figure. Why would I care about them?
And broadcasting.
Well, broadcasting too. So how did those jobs fare in this study? Will AI help or hinder them? Tune in next week and you'll hear my thoughts on this question.
All right. We can't wait for that one. Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.